Bonjour à tous et bienvenue à cette disponibilité média du Rocket de Laval. Good day everyone and welcome to this Laval Rocket Media Availability. La première question, the first question, will go to Jessica Rosnack. Jessica, c'est à toi.
Can you hear me now?
Oui, yeah.
Okay, perfect. I know it's still early in the season, only two games, but what has it been that has allowed your team to get off to the start it has?
Yeah, it's still early. You know, it's the guys were prepared. They were, you know, I think they were excited to play. We watched the game. They were as good as I thought they were when I saw them live, for the most part. So I think it was just a matter of the guy being ready. And like everybody asked me what we were doing when we were practicing, and I said we're working to be on the same page. Good leadership, like I said, the guy on the bench were great. That being said, it's two game. So again, we have 35 player today. It's gonna be a bit of a challenge the next to maneuver the next few weeks. So it's not a normal season. It's not normal life. So we're excited. We're really happy the way the guy played. But I'm expecting Belleville to be. They're a good team. To be good tomorrow and get a start all over again.
And offensively as well, you guys have, you know, found the back of the net quite a bit. Do you expect to have that kind of play from the Rocket? Do you want to be a very high scoring team this year?
Well, the goal of a coach is always to score a lot of goals because that's that helps everybody. Helps goalie, defensemen, the coaches. It's not always going to work that way, but I think we scored goal the right way. That's what it's like. If it would have been flashy individual play and things that don't really make sense can happen and you score. So then you're like, well, we scored, but it's not the right way. I thought we did it the right way, what we asked from the players. So that's the positive. And they're going to score five goals every night. And but you sure can give your best chance to score as many goals as you can. So there's principle we worked on and we get rewarded. But the thing with hockey, it's a never-ending story. You get it started again and it's demanding and it's hard and you got to keep that focus on your habits and every single little thing. So that's why we were back with the guys today.
And my last question for you, mentally, how good did it feel for you to be back behind the bench after 11 months of not doing what you love to do?
Yeah, well, to be honest, it was all about the guys. The whole time when, you know, we were confinement and the season being delayed and delayed, you know, I couldn't really think about me because I've played my career. I can coach, you know. I know for a younger player, that window of opportunity to play is important. A player has so many years under him. So I always thought about the player a lot more than I thought about me behind the bench. I can be behind the bench, you know, as we see some guys can coach in the older days. So it was never really about me. So it wasn't different this weekend. It wasn't about me being, okay, well, I'm back behind the bench. It's about let's get the guys playing. That's what I did. Didn't overthink it. Rolled the four lines all night. Give special team to everybody. And we're going to have to keep going a little bit in that direction just so the guys get to play. They deserve to play. They're the one that need that development, that guidance. So it's never about the coach, to be honest, but especially with this, it was not about us at all. It was about them being on the ice.
Arpin Basu.
Hey, Joel.
Hi.
I just wanted to pick up on that with Gouley in particular. Is the plan for him to play once he's available? Like, is that, I mean, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that.
And I'm laughing because not because of your question. I understand.
I wanted to brighten up your day, Joel. So I thought I'd ask a question that made you laugh.
It's because inside of me, there's a voice screaming, yes. So that's why I laugh. It's a good question. You guys don't get a chance to see practice. And we have a lot of moving parts. So I'm not laughing at the question. I'm laughing at myself inside. I just want to burst and say, yes. Like, he's not going to be LT scratch as soon as he's clear to go. Just so we're clear. The plan is to play the young man. He's done really well at camp, like I said. I don't want to get the expectation of people too high. It's not what I'm talking about. He's a young man in development. I'm talking about it. We're excited about him being around us and the player excited to have him on the ice. So it's unfortunate it happened, But as soon as we get the green lights, and we're going to be very cautious, don't get me wrong, we're not going to rush him. We're going to wait until we get the green light. But as soon as Glenn tells me he's good to go, it's not going to be for debate.
Okay. And secondly, I think there's a fair amount of, I guess, curiosity about Ulanen as a player, you know, taken in the second round. And I'm just wondering how do you see his progression, or what would be the type of player we can expect when he reaches the finish line, if in your eyes?
I think he will have to be a really good 200 foot player, but he does have that offense. That's like that kind of offense bonus that he can make plays, and he's got that trigger shot that just come out really tight off the stick. Mm-hmm. As you saw this weekend, he's like, last weekend was a really good, I think, weekend for him, in a way that he's learned a lot, meaning that we all saw the flashes, and I saw the flashes too. I'm excited about those flashes because they're stuff that it's hard to teach. He's finding holes, he's making quick plays, playing quick in his head. And there's the flip side where we have to make sure that he's really reliable defensively. Now, when I say that, I'm not saying he's not good. And I'm not saying, oh, Joe wants to make him a defensive forward. And I don't know what we're talking about. We're talking about just the adjustment from European hockey to North America hockey, for the kind of transition from offense to defense. That's because of the smaller heights and the quick play is different. But I thought he did well. He's on the first power play. We asked him to take that workload, which he did. And so... It's all positive, even if there's here and there stuff and stuff you'll need to work on. It's positive. You know, the guy is a good kid. He works hard. He wants to do well. So we just got to be patient. You know, I like the flash like you. Trust me, I'm excited. But I cannot have the pom-pom and just, I got to look at the overall player and the development. And we have work to do. He knows that. But there's a good foundation and it's fun.
Is strength development an issue for him? Because we look at the weight, and you can, I guess, assume that maybe he's, you know, so I don't know. Yeah, is that one of the factors?
He's a lighter player for sure. Mm-hmm. And the smaller ice, everything comes a little quicker. And he said that in his interview. Like, he's a smart young man. If you listen to his interview a couple days ago, like, he's bang on. Like, he's smart. And he's a good kid. He gets it. So I'm not concerned about his development, you know, and figuring it out. But you're right, there's a strength issue and there's a quickness in the play and transition, and it's all normal. But we all saw a lot of good things, you know, he can bring to the table.
Okay, thanks, Joel. I'm glad I could make you laugh today.
Yeah, that was good.
Thanks, Arpen. La prochaine question, the next question, Jared Book. Jared, you're up.
Hi, Joel.
Hi, Jared.
I know that you don't like looking too far ahead, and without naming any names, is the plan eventually to get all 35 guys into a game, you know, if they're healthy? Or are there some guys who are just, that's not in their picture right now?
No, you never get guys out of the picture. If you do that, then a guy like Francis Bouillon will never play. And Alex Burrows will never play. You can't do that. Like, I'm challenging some guys to ramp up their game so it's AHL caliber. And I've done that since the beginning. And some guys got kind of promoted a little bit to the practice last week. And now some guys are going to start their pro career tomorrow. So it's not about just going with the 20th, you know, best player I can put together and, you know, the line combination. It's about giving opportunity to a young guy. That being said, it's not a free pass. So, you're going to have to earn it a little bit. But the plan is not to just push guys aside and say, I don't have time for him. And you look at a guy like even Vigneault, that's kind of a tough spot right now for him, you know. He's a bit of an older guy, and he's done everything we asked him. And 35 player. So my goal is to find some way, somehow, a plan for him to get to play with us. But I've never planned on coaching 35 kids. So, but we're not just going to give games to give games. It has to be, we have to feel, one, that the player deserves it. And even if he works hard, is he able to handle physically, mentally, the challenge of the game? And that's how we're doing those little test run in practice. And like, we had those scrimmage and we're kind of working with them. So nothing is set in stone, for sure.
So I guess you're ramping up your practices to a point where if you do need some of those players who aren't going to necessarily get into games, the next couple of days, that they are ready if you need them.
Yeah, and like I said in French, guys, we're going to have a different lineup Tuesday that we had last weekend, and we will Friday too. I made a partnership with the players. Some veteran is going to sit out. They're going to sit out one game out of two. I got no choice. I got to put some of the kids in, and I got to give them the mileage. The great news, like I told him, is that Tuesday game was not supposed to be on the schedule between you and I. John Sedwich did a great job to bring that game to our week where we had nothing. So we can at least get some guys in the game early instead of playing this game in April. So, when that opportunity was realistic, then we say, let's focus on the two game this week and let's play. It's a veteran that played really good last weekend that has mileage and workload for a month. To get them one game, but the game they're going to play, I'm going to give them all the opportunity on power play and special team and make them earn their paycheck. That's for sure. And, we got to keep giving some mileage to some of our young guys and coach them through the caliber. And some kids are going to get their first start.
Right. Thanks.
Thank you, Jared. The next question, Amy Johnson.
Thanks. Hello, Joel.
Hi, Amy.
So you talk about how and you mentioned this on Friday too, that you can't sleep on Belleville, that they've certainly got the ability to push back, and also that, as you just said, that not every game is going to be a 5-goal scoring match. So playing them again two more times this week, what were the things that, while there were so many good things that happened for your team on Friday and Saturday, what are the areas that you'd like to see them continue to work on to make sure they still have success this week?
They executed the plan. And when it wasn't quite there, just a couple of direction, and they did it. That's why I was the most proud of them after the first period. Then the Saturday game after a big win the night before, it was a 1-1 game. And we just tweak a few things and everybody bought into it. The guys are buying in. This weekend was pretty nice for guys that haven't played together. And some guys haven't played in a long time. But you're right, Belleville is a good team. And we're focusing a lot on us. And I want to have the same lineup as I had Friday and Saturday. Don't kid yourself, guys. It's going to be a different lineup. We're going to be much younger, a lot less experience, which is okay. We're going to throw the kids and see how they do. And I'm going to have to focus on what our guys do. And I'm not expecting them to be perfect. But it is a different season for the coach. Like, normally, I never do that. Like I said, this is crazy. We played two good games, and now all of a sudden, okay, I'm changing all the lines, all the lineup. Like, people will say, what are you doing? But I have no choice. I got to be true to the process that we have and to the organization. Frolic's coming down. I'm going to insert a couple of guys for their first game. I'm going to sit some veteran. Veterans are going to go in on Friday. I'm going to sit back some veteran that played on Tuesday. And they know. We talked about it at a Zoom call with them last night. Like, let's focus on this and let's try to be the best team that we can be on the ice. And we'll see, but it's definitely different.
And just one other thing. I know you spoke about this in French, but could you just give us an injury update on Paling and Belzile and Caden Gooley?
The good news on Paling is obviously it was really hard for us for the quick turnaround at one, him being sore, to gamble. And this is when it's going to happen. We talked to the guy, those quick turns, like 7-1, the guys barely get any sleep. They're already fatigued. And all of a sudden, it's tough to say how vulnerable the guy can be. So when a doc tell us he's vulnerable, we got to back off because we cannot take that gamble. So he had a day off treatment yesterday. So that made him 2 days off. And today he went in practice. We felt he was good enough to go practice with a full line in jersey, which he did. And we'll see how he reacts by tomorrow, right? But it was enough drill there to make him test his injury, and we'll turn him loose on tomorrow if everything goes well in the next 24 hours.
Excellent. Thanks, Joel.
And Farghouli and Belzile, sorry, they're not ready. They're not quite ready.
Okay.
But they're progressing nicely, so they're no go for tomorrow, and then we're kind of on a day-to-day with them right now.
Great, I appreciate it. Thank you.
On prendra finalement une dernière question. We'll go with one last question. Grant McKagg, you're up.
Hey, Joel.
Hi.
You've had a chance now to coach 3 seventh-round draft picks by the Canadians in Jake Evans, Caden Primeau, and now Harvey Pinard, who to me has been quite impressive through his first couple of matches. Just two things. I was wondering your impressions on Harvey Pinard so far, and how devastated were you that the Canadians didn't have a seventh-round pick in 2020?
I don't get devastated by the decision. Mark does. That's his job. And with, so I don't get devastated. But no, Harvey Pinard, I know him. I know him since he's 15 years old. So it's not, I'm not surprised. And I've told you before when we were doing those calls, I said, you're going to be surprised. There's a young guy and I'm going to be in major position. And I'm putting there because I think they can handle the workload. So if I'm happy, it just kind of, it's like with Teasdale and just, I'm happy they handle it their first weekend really well. It's not the end of the road for them. They know that. I know that. But I'm not surprised because I put them in that position because I believe they could do it. He's a hockey player. He plays quick in his head. He's a worker. He's got work ethic. Is he perfect? Nope. There's stuff that we need to work on, but I knew there was enough there that he could keep up with Veer and Wheel. And you're right, they had a good weekend as a line. But that being said, tomorrow is to start all over again. And, you know, I know he's going to always give him, he's going to give you his best. And sometimes it's not going to be enough like everybody else, and especially first year and pro and everything. But he's a fun guy to coach. He's a likable guy. The teammates like him. He's a hockey player.
Is he going to be playing
tomorrow? Well, I mean, the plan, I'm not going to divulge who's playing, who's not, but, you know, the plan is to work with young player and to see if, you know, how we can challenge them and stuff. So we'll have to wait and see tomorrow.